This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about God, starting with the Shema, and it's spelled S-H-E-M-A. And Shema means, hear thou. And it's the Jewish confession of faith. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You know, this morning we're just talking about the mighty God. You know, the scripture's letting us know that we're to love God. We're to love him with our whole being. A lot of times we say we love him, but mostly it's just lip service. But we're to love the God with all our heart. You know, he is the only supreme being. And I know I say that a lot, but that is what I believe. He is the only supreme being, the only potentate, the only sovereign God. And our God is the eternal God. Deuteronomy 33:27 tells us that the eternal God is thy refuge. In other words, he's our shelter from harm. He's going to protect us. He's going to take care of us. And then we know that God is immortal, he's immutable, and he cares about his people. We can put all our trust in him. You know, we're to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Trust in him. You know, a lot of times we go to God and we say, I'm giving you this problem. I'm giving you that problem. And before we could get up off our knees, we picked it back up and we're carrying it on our shoulders when all we have to do is cast our cares upon him. But you know, not only is our God immortal, but God is immutable. And like I say, he cares about his people. And when I talk about being immortal, it means not subject to death. In other words, the state of living forever. We know God has no beginning and he has no end. God is God. He's the eternal God. And you know, he's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the Lord God who is, who was, and who is to come. And when I speak about being immutable, he is an unchanging God. You know, Malachi 3:6 say, for I am the Lord, I change not. And because God does not change, that's what makes him different from man. When we talk about God not changing, he's dependable in all that he does and all the promises that he has made. He's trustworthy. You can trust him with any of your secrets. You can go to him, and we don't have to worry about God going and telling anybody what we have confided in him. And then we know that he's not fickle. He's not unreliable. We can rely on him. We cannot rely on man. He is love, and his love is unchanging. He's yesterday and forever. And then we know that we talk about his mercy. His mercy is unchanging. The scripture tells us that his mercy endures forever. So we know that God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And when we speak about God's love, we're talking about that agape love, that pure love, that genuine love, that loves us in spite of who we are. Even though you may be a sinner, as some say, unchurched, he still loves you. He loved you so much that he sent his son to die in our place. But you know, Romans 5:8 say, but God commended his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, he didn't wait for us to come to ourselves and go to God and say, God, ask you to forgive me of my sin. He sent his son to die while we were yet sinners. That is agape love. You know, the love of God is what caused the Lamb of God to die on the cross for the sins of the whole world. And I know there are some that believe God sent his son to die only for a certain group of people. But my Bible tells me that Jesus died for the whole world. He loved us so much that he stayed on the cross. Even tell us that even when he went to court, he never said a mumbling word. That's the God I serve. That's the God I love today. I love him for who he is this morning. You know, then it say God is available. Psalms 145 and 18 say the Lord is nigh unto all. All them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. In other words, God is as close as he can be to us. You know, there used to be a song they used to sing, I got a telephone in my bosom. In other words, that's just how close that's how close God is to you this morning. All we have to do is go to him and be sincere when we call on him. Call on him from the depths of your heart. And know that when you call on him, he's near, he's there, and he's going to answer your prayer. You know, the children of God are under his constant care and protection. He's everywhere, and he's ready to meet our needs, to defend and to protect us. And you know, God is accessible. In other words, Webster say accessible means easily approached or reached. He's always there. He's always on time because he never left us. He said he never leave us, nor will he forsake us. We do not have to wait for him to come from one place to come to where we are. You know, that was a song that they used to sing. He was there all the time, and he's still there. All he's doing is waiting with open arms, waiting for you to cast your cares upon him, waiting for you to call upon him this morning. You can call him when you can't call nobody else. You can call him any time of the day, any time of the night. You can call him in the wee hours of the morning, and he's there. He's right there waiting for us to cast our cares upon him. And you know, then our God is faithful. You know, Deuteronomy 7:9 say, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. And when we talk about God being faithful, you can depend upon him. He's loyal. He's stable. He's not wishy-washy. He's not one way today and another way tomorrow. He say, I'll do it today, and tomorrow he'll change his mind. But the God I serve this morning, he's stable. He's always the same. Like I said, he's immutable. He's that unchanging God this morning. God is faithful. God's faithfulness is the source of the Christian's deliverance from temptation. And you know, he's the assurance of salvation this morning. We can have salvation this morning. He is our salvation. He's our deliverer. He's our redeemer this morning. All you got to do is go to him and know without a shadow of a doubt that when you go to him, he's there and he's going to answer every prayer this morning. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Hallelujah. Our time is not his time, but I promise you when you go to him, and you go knowing that I can lean and I can depend on him this morning. He's going to do just what I ask him to do this morning. For he's God and he's a loving God. That's that agape love this morning. God is long-suffering. Talking about the patience of God this morning. You know, 2 Peter 3:9 said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. Not that willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And my Good News Bible read this way. The Lord is not slow to do what he has promised, as some think. Instead, he is patient with you because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants all to turn away from their sin. You know, God is long-suffering in getting man to repentance. In the name of Jesus, God is merciful and long-suffering, willing that all men would come to repentance. And when I speak of repentance, all you're doing is coming to God, asking God to forgive you of your sin. In other words, you're making a turn. You're turning from that old way into that new way, turning away from that old way of life and turning and walking toward God this morning. You know, God is a loving God. God is omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he's an all-knowing God this morning. He's omniscient. Daniel 2 and 20 tell us, give us seven things about God, the all-knowing God. Wisdom and might belongs to God. God changes the time and the season. God moves and set up kings. God give wisdom unto the wise. God reveals the deep and the secret things. God know who is in the what is in the darkness, and the light dwell in him. You know, God is omnipotent. He has all power this morning. All power is in his hand. You know, like I've often said, he's the only sovereign God this morning. He's an all-knowing God also. He's the eternal God, the immortal God this morning. So no matter what we need, no matter where we have to go, all we can do is depend upon the Lord. He's present. He has power. He has all power this morning. There's no other power like the power of God. He's omniscient. He's an all-knowing God. And he's omnipotent. He has power. He has authority this morning. He has given us power, and he has given us authority this morning. You know, Zechariah 4 and 6 say, not by power, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. In other words, not by human might, not by human power, but everything is done by the Spirit of the Lord. Everything. The dead is raised, the sick is healed, and all the victory is accomplished through God. God's superior knowledge and wisdom. That's his omniscience. He has the power to know all things. He knows our ways, he knows our thoughts, and he knows the words that we're going to speak before we even say them. And this morning, just remember that the God we serve, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. And I ask, thank you this morning for joining in and listening to me. Keep going. Okay, God, you know, we have to stay focused. Remember that you can go to God this morning. Remember, he's a loving God. Remember, he's there. He's everywhere at the same time. He's wherever you go. The writer said, if he go into the upper heaven, go up into heaven, he's there. If he make his bed in hell, he's there. He cannot escape the presence of the Lord. Wherever he go, he's there. And that's the way he is with us. We can't hide from him no matter where we run. He's right there. If you go into the depths of the sea, he's there. God is with us everywhere we turn, everywhere we go. He is with us, and we thank him, I love him, and I give him all the glory, because I know I can depend on God when I can't depend on man. Man will make promises, but they'll change their mind. But when God gives us a promise, he's going to do it. We just have to remember that his time is not our time. I thank God this morning for being in my life. I thank him for dwelling in me this morning. I thank him for he called me out of a world of sin. And he used me this morning. If he can use me, he can use anyone. All we got to know is know that you know that you know that God is God all by himself. And love him, trust him, and depend on him. He is your God just like he's my God this morning. Just learn to lean on him. No matter what the situation may be, no matter how dark the clouds may be, he is God this morning. And he's right by your side. Call on him whenever you need him. It doesn't matter about the time. It doesn't matter where you are this morning. It doesn't matter where you are. He will hear you. If you're in prison, he hears you this morning. Wherever you are, God knows you. He knows your every thought this morning. He knows your every need. But we have to ask. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. Just ask him this morning, and he will hear your voice. And he will answer your prayer. It might not be when you think it should be, but he has answered your prayer. And I thank God this morning. And you thank him, and you love him, and you bless him this morning. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4500.